Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Once again, I come to remind those who will listen that to oppose this mission of holy love is to oppose my Father's eternal divine will. The souls that do not understand this do not understand the two great commandments of love. You cannot oppose holy love and still think you are progressing in holiness. Do not confuse obedience with righteousness. I ask you to follow the truth in obedience. In my mercy, in my love, I have come to correct the conscience of those who oppose heaven's mission here. Do not listen to those who say, Jesus would never address hierarchy like that. If I do not correct, who will? My brothers and sisters, those within authority freely give themselves license to cast aspersions and gossip about everything that goes on in this mission, wasting the present moment, wasting precious time that could save souls. I corrected the Pharisees, and now I come to correct consciences here. There is no disobedience here at Holy Love. The only disobedience is on the part of those who try to destroy innocent reputations, who try to discourage prayer and sacrifice. These are the ones that must repent. Do not doubt that I am here in your midst. Listen to my words. Act on my words. My brothers and sisters, my words to you today, or any other day, cannot change your heart unless you will it. That is why the present moment carries such weight in the world and in all eternity. The heart of the world cannot change unless you change. Your moment-to-moment decisions affect the heart of the world, not just you. This entire mission is about changing each heart. Do not place your belief in all that heaven gives here on world or church approvals. Live each moment in holy love, seeking my approval. Living in holy love can never be wrong. Such a commitment brings peace in the world around you and harmony with the divine will of my Father. Do not lend credence to those who try to convince you otherwise. While the world tries to search out solutions to violence, moral degeneration, poverty, and disease, I give you the solution here in holy and divine love, gift-wrapped in my Father's divine will. Do not wait for something better. My brothers and sisters, you must realize that Satan always discredits the truth. Because this mission is now universal, the evildoer has circulated many lies and innuendos about this mission, the messages, and the messenger. Do not become a part of his tapestry of evil. Always speak the truth and live in the truth. Do not be misled or duped by people of title who have not even searched out the truth. You cannot place status, rank, or position ahead of truth. I point these things out to you now, for the world in general and the church as well have been compromised and divided. Much discernment is really no more than rash judgment and a reflection of the duplicity that has invaded hearts. My request for you to believe in this spiritual journey is crucial to the future of the world. For this reason, I no longer speak to you in veiled terms, but openly, so that you will grasp the desperate battle between good and evil. Many priests, religious, even bishops, even cardinals, have compromised the tradition of faith. Their hearts are not centered on God, but on self. They no longer work for me, but have become instruments of evil. The flames of perdition lick at their feet. Satan uses obedience as his weapon of control and power too often. Thus he has gained access to the heart of my church. These truths need to be stated so that my innocent ones are not such easy prey to evil. I desire that you trust priests, religious, bishops, and cardinals who follow the tradition of faith, those who are close to the Eucharist, the Holy Rosary, and personal holiness, those who are faithful to the Holy Father. Then you will be safe. These are the ones who recognize the intrinsic value of these messages. My brothers and sisters, while some caution you about accepting the truths of my mission here, I, your Jesus, caution you about accepting innuendos just because they come from sources within the diocese who should be trustworthy. Many have let me down, not fulfilling the positions Providence has placed them in, but protecting their own power and authority just as the Pharisees did. If I had waited for approval from the Pharisees, the entire gospel message would have been lost forever. Here, just as in my public life, I have come to proclaim the good news of living in the will of my Father through holy love. Today I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.